While al-Shabaab has primarily focused its past attacks on targets inside of Somalia, it has demonstrated a willingness, and I might say an ability, to conduct attacks outside of Somalia, such as the 2010 bombing in Uganda that killed 76 people. It's no coincidence that one of the few specific cases to be declassified by the intelligence community to illustrate how it uses NSA call records involves the prosecution of a man for providing material support to al-Shabaab.